The Mishnah tells us on Daf Yutes Amud Aleph that there are five types of damim, five shades of dam that are Tmei Veisha. Four of them are various shades of red, and the fifth one is black. Pashup Shad would seem that all these five damim are Tmei on the same level. There is, however, comments of the Rashba in the Torah of Bayis HaKatzar, the very beginning of Bayis Zayin, which the Badin Shulchan points out in Sivkat and Aleph. The Rashba, there is a Lashon, he quotes the four Maris Nagayim that are various shades of red, and then he says, Ve'oz Timu Chachamim Es HaShachar. And on top of those four shades of red, Chachamim Chazal were Mitamei Black. So that sounds like the four shades of red are Tamei Min HaTorah, and Shachar is only Midirabban. But the Shulchan seems to think that that's a Chiddush, that the Pashas is, and everyone else would assume by default, that the five Maris Nagayim that are discussed in the Mishnah are all on the same level, all Min HaTorah. Though we'll see a little bit later on that Rav Avadia thinks that the Rashba is the Pashas, and that no one of stature argues Beferish on this Rashba. He quotes the Besam Rosh, this is page Reish Tzadi Gimel, in the Taras Abayis Chelak Aleph, Taras Abayis page Reish Tzadi Gimel, he quotes the Besam Rosh, who says Beferish not the way that Shachar is also the Raisa, and then he points out that whenever he quotes the Besam Rosh, a whole page of Armor comes, everyone is mefakbek at the authenticity of the Besam Rosh. So he seems to assume that the Rashba is the Pashtus, and no one of stature explicitly argues. And we'll see what that's no gay a little bit later on. But be that as it may, the Mishnah tells us that there were five shades of Dam that are definitely Tame. Chamisha Dam and Tame Bisha, Adam, Ashachor, Kikaran Karkam, Kimime Adam, Chumazuk. So that last point is a machlokas Bisham Bisolo. Hayara Kakabi ben Ma'al Matame Bechachamim Mitarim. So we have five Nagayim, then we have five Maris Damim. Then we have machlokas by Meme Tilsan Meme Basar. So the Gemara asks, the very bottom line on the Testament Aleph. So what's the difference between Tanakama, so Kamisha Dam Tamei and Beisha, and Beiselel, who's Machshir Meimei Basar Tzli? So then essentially it's the same sheet as Chachamim, as Tanakama ends up being five Maris Nagayim that are Tamei. Ikabeinayu Litlos. What does that mean, Rashi? Tanakama Sabra Kamisha Dam Tamei Vade. Tanakama says that these five shades of Dam are Tamei Vadai, the Idach Sveika, and the other ones are Tamei Misafek, Ubeisolel Tahorin Mamish. So that Mimei Tilsan is going to be, according to the Tanakama Safek, and according to Beisolel, is going to be Tahor Vadai. Okay. So what's unique about these five shades of Damim? What distinguishes these between other shades that may come out of a woman? So this seems to be a machlokas rishon. If you look at the Sefer Chinuch Mitzvah Reish Zayin, he writes the following. U'masha amru zichrono levracha gam kein shechamisha maris damim hein shetim haTorah. So that Mishnah that we just quoted, that there are five shades of Dam that are Tamei min haTorah. So apparently the chinuch sounds like Shachar is also Mitarach. So I don't know why Rav Avadia doesn't cite this chinuch in his analysis, but Bila doesn't make. Ushar Maris Adamim Tahorim. So when Chazal tell us that there are five Damim Tameyin, and the other Damim are Tahorim, Ha'inyan hu lefish ha'chachamim yadu b'chachmasa, and Chazal, in their wisdom, knew, she'kol dam she'ena me'osan chamisha maras, ena bami makum tamei. That any dam that doesn't have these appearances, that doesn't come out in this shade, is not dam in a makor. So the five shades of dam that the Mishnah describes are a simen that is dam in a makor. What we're really concerned about is figuring out whether the dam that's in front of us is dam in a makor. So if it appears in one of these five shades, so then that's a simen that is dam in a makor. And any other shade, the reason it's tahor is because Chazal and their wisdom knew that such a shade would not be min ha makor. to any other mara, any other shade, according to the chinuch, we know is not min hamakor, and that's why it's tahor. Minchas chinuch asks on the sefer chinuch there that other yishalim sound not that way. If you look at the Rambam, for example, Perek Hei Halacha Vav, the Rambam Perek Hei Yisuri Bi Halacha Vav, the Rambam writes, Lo kol mashke haba min acheder mitame. So not every liquid that emerges from the makor is tame. Ela hadam bovat. Only dam. Shenamar dam yazava. So in order for a woman to be tameya, she has to expel dam min a makor, and not just any other liquid min a makor. Lefikach. Im shasas min a rechem lo ven a mashke yarok. Therefore, if you have white liquid, or yarok liquid coming out of the makor, af apishas mikhaso kedam, even though its consistency is the consistency of dam, hodol ve'ein mar of maredam hareza tahor. Since its appearance, its shade, is not that of dam, that's tahor. So according to the Rambam, it sounds like there may be other liquids that emerge from the makor, but the reason the other shades are not tameh isn't because it doesn't come in a makor, it's because it's not defined as dam. Only these five maras are defined as dam. Other shades are not defined as dam, even if they come min hamakor. According to the chinuch, it sounds like any liquid that comes min hamakor potentially could be tameh. And according to the Rambam, it's only something defined as dam, and these maros, these shades, are what indicates the definition of dam. The Trumas Hadesh and Simen Reish Mem Vav, Trumas Hadesh and Simen Reish Mem Vav seems to take this approach as well, that these shades are indicative as for what is defined as dam.
So according to Rambam, it could be still coming min hamakor, but other colors?
According to Rambam, it could be min hamakor, and the reason it's not mitami is because it's not dam, not because it's not min hamakor. They could have other things that come in a makor, which are not tame because they're not defined as dam. How you know what to define as dam according to the Rambam may remain a little bit unclear. You have to figure that out. And why is it, or how do we know, that these maras degayim are what define something as dam? Our practice is, and we'll see this is a machlokas rishonim, it sounds like a machlokas rishonim, how far back does this practice go, that we're metame any red or anything that's nota le'adumis because of our general inability to distinguish between the different shades of red that the Mishnah mentions and other shades of red that potentially would be tahor at an ikar din ikar din level. Right, the Mishnah doesn't tell us that any red is metame, the Mishnah tells us that there are four or five shades of red that are metame. Four shades of red, and black, which Gemara says, we're concerned that the black may have started out as red. Right? It was Dam El Shalaka. The Gemara already indicates in Daf Kafa Mibes that there were Tanayim that were not, or Amaram rather, that were not fully proficient in Maris Damim, that weren't able to discern between the different shades of red, those shades of red that are Tame and those shades of red that are theoretically Tahor. Along the line, those lines, the Rush writes, Perik Beis Simin Dalit, Perik Beis Simin Dalit, the Rush here in Ida. Bidoros halalu ain baki b'maris damim, li shayin al chachmaso, b'lahafid bein dam adam. In our day, the Rush writes, there's no one around who is sufficiently proficient in distinguishing between different types of dam, between a red appearance, which is tame, and a red appearance, which is tar. V'afilu b'mei chachmei ashas, even in the days of Chazal, there were Amoraim who were reluctant to paskin Amaras Dam because of their perceived inability to properly distinguish between various shades of red. So Kol Shekeh Inna, so you already have that precedent in the times of the Amoraim, so the Rush writes, Kol Shekeh nowadays, She'ein L'tar Shem Dam Hanota L'mar Ed Mumis. So nowadays you have no license to be Matar any Dam that has any reddish appearance. Anything that's within the red family, anything that's even nota, a little bit to red, we have no ability to be metayer. In lo shehe lavan v'yarok, kamar hazav, unless it's lavan, or yarok kamar hazav, we'll talk about yarok in a little while, Afagav the Tanakama Sabra the Dam Yarva Kalimov, fine. So the Rush writes that nowadays we are unable to distinguish between shades of red, between different types of dam, and therefore anything that is notel amumis, anything that has any reddish appearance, is going to be tamei. So the Rush sounds like this is a later hanhaga, later practice. Already in the times of the Amoraim, there's some Amoraim that were reluctant to paskin on different shades of maros to distinguish between red and red, but that was a practice that some Amoraim had held themselves. But generally speaking, in the times of the Amoraim, they did have the right to distinguish between shades of red, and nowadays the practice developed in the Tkufas HaRishonim that we don't distinguish between reds whatsoever. So Rush sounds like this is a later enactment, a later practice that took hold sometime before or during the Tkufas HaRishonim, but wasn't in existence during the period of the Amoraim. Rabbi Karr points out in his Bir Halacha, the beginning of Siman Kuf Pechas, again, the second volume of Rabbi Karr's Mishmeres Tara, he has a Mishnah Berurah style commentary on many of the Simanim Hilchos Nida, not all of them. So he writes in the first Bir Halacha there in Siman Kuf Pechas, if you look in some of the later Gaonim, earlier Rishonim, you get this impression as well. For example, he says if you look in the Shiltos, or in the Bahag, or in the Smag, all of these Gaonim and Rishonim only mention the Chamisha Maros Damim without any qualification. So it sounds like, even in their day, possibly, the practice was to distinguish between shades of red, and they didn't yet have this Hanhaga of Napi Mako for anything that's Nota L'Admumis. Well, the Rambam is pretty clearly not the way. The Rambam, Perikid Aleph Halacha Gimel, and Perikid Aleph Halacha Yud Gimel, sounds like this is part of a more original Takanas Chazal, not to distinguish between types of red. So the Rambam, Perikid Aleph Halacha Gimel, writes as follows. This is in his presentation of Takanas Rebbe and Reb Zeira. Yisirei Bia Perikid Aleph Halacha Gimel. The Rambam writes, Bimei Chachmei HaTalmud Nistape Kadavar Harbe Bir'ios HaDamim. The times of the Chachmei HaTalmud, there was Sveikos already in discerning Damim, the Niskapula Vestos, and people's Vestos got messed up. Lefisha Lohayakach Bechol Anashim Limnos Yimei Nita Bimei Ziva. Lefika Chachmir Chachamim Bedavar Vigazir Shi Yukol Yimei Isha Kimei Zivasa Via Koldam Shetira Safik Dam Ziva. So that's Takanas Rebbe. And then the Rambam goes on in Halacha Yud Gimel, V'chein im haisa ba'maka v'hayadam shosis mimena osha ba'adam im meimei raglayim harezu tahara v'lo nischadish davar ela sfiras shiva yimei nekiyim l'chol roa dam tamei k'mo shamarnu v'sheyu kol mara damim tamei. That the only chiddush of the time of Chazal was to institute an across-the-board practice of shiva nekiyim, to treat everyone who sees dam as a zava gedola, and sheyu kol maradam tamei. Anything, any maradam is tamei. So the Rambam sounds like this practice of treating every maradam as tamei dates back to the period of Takanas Rebbe. The Ramban sounds that way as well. The Ramban is in Perek Gimel, Halacha Gimel of his Hilchos Nida. The Rambam writes, "Ein anu tzricha lifta mishpatei b'dikasa." We don't have to go through the details of how you check what's considered a problematic red and what's considered an acceptable red. Shekfar gozer lein, there's already a gzeira not to make these distinctions. So that shekfar gozer lein sounds like this is an earlier gzeira ready for the time of Chazal. So Bisman is there, he writes, Kol Shiyesh B'marad Mumis, Klal, anything that has any reddish appearance, Bein Shehaya Amok Harbe, Bein Diyah Harbe, whether it's a dark red, whether it's a light red, a faint red, Tamei, V'chein Kol Mar Shachris, and anything that's black is Tamei as well. So the Rambam, like the Rambam, sounds like this goes back to earlier times, already to the period of the Tanayim and or Amorah. If you look in the Torah's presentation, the beginning of Siman Kuf Pei Gimel, where the Torah outlines Takanas Rebbe and Takanas, the Minhag Matzos Yisrael of Reb Zeira. So the way he presents it, it sounds like this is included in that earlier takana as well. So back to our mission, Daf Yutes, the mission presented a machlokas between Chachamim and Akavya ben Melalo as to whether Dam Yorok is Tame. What does Yorok mean? So we know already from other places that Yorok potentially could mean yellow, blue, or green. Take a look at Tosfos, Daf Yutes, and Beis on the top. Ayarok akavi b'malala mitame. Ayarok haynu ke'esrog. So yarok means yellow. Below yarok akarsi, not green like a leek. Not the yarok akarsi of Masechta Sukkah. The ein zenote le'agumis, because there's no havamina, no one would say that green is anywhere near red. V'stam yarok haynu. Kedavar b'lulav agazol yarok akarsi. The reason in Sukkah it says Yarok Akarsi is that's not the normal usage of the term Yarok. If the normal usage of the term Yarok was green, then it shouldn't have to say Yarok Akarsi, it should just say Yarok. Why does it say Yarok like a leek? Because the normal Yarok isn't the shade of a leek. So Yarok Akarsi is Yarok like a leek, which is green, but Stam Yarok is yellow. So according to Tosfos, no one in the world would hold that a green mar is Tameh. Even Akavya ben Melalo would agree that a green mara is tahor, because there's no confusing green with red, they have nothing to do with each other, as opposed to yellow. Yellow is closer to red, so then at least you have a position of a Akavya ben Mehalalel that yellow would be a problematic mara, but the Chachamim disagree anyway, and Paskin that yarok is, that yellow is okay, and it could be, we'll in the Hemshech Gemara, that Akavya ben Melalo might have been Chozer himself anyway. Okay. But according to Tosfos, the whole machlokas here of concern is only yellow and not green. Green, everyone would agree, is not a problematic Mara. That's what the Rashba assumes here as well. The Rashba in Yitessa and Aleph, Dibur Maskel V'Yarok. He points out that the Tosefta in the Gaim has a lashon of Yarakra Kishava, so Yarok like wax, so wax is yellowish, so there also the intent of Yarok is yellow. And then he goes Tosis is Raya as well. Okay, so Tosfos, the Rashba, quoting from the Bali Tosfos, are clear that the Machlokas in the Mishnah about Yarok is about yellow, but everyone would agree that green is definitely not a problematic Mara. The Ritva does have a different mashmaus. The Ritva here on Daf Yutes has the following line. The Ritva writes, "Me'ata af bizman hazeh she'ein anu ro'en dam." Even nowadays, when we're no longer proficient in distinguishing between shades of dam, kol shehu lavan oyara kikarsi tarhu. But anything that is white or yara kikarsi or green is definitely tahor, ve'en choshesh shelo, and there's nothing to be concerned about. Mashma what?
Yellow
you would have to be concerned about. It's only yarok akarsi that doesn't concern us, but yarok kishava sounds like would be of concern. And there's a Tamidur Ben Yonah that sounds that way as well. Tamidur Ben Yonah, that's the Gid Brachos of Takanas Reb Zera, of Bina Ben Yisrael of Reb Zera, the beginning of Perak Eim Amidin. So there, we quoted this when we discussed the earlier Shirim, the Bina Ben Yisrael, but we didn't really focus on this line. But there he has a line. He quotes a couple of Yesh Mefarshim as to what the Bina Ben Yisrael was before he says the Omshat. One of the Yesh Mefarshim he quotes is that the chumrah of afilu rovos tipos dam kechardol is a function of the color. That even if they saw a tipos dam, which was the shade of a mustard seed, they were machmir. So that sounds like we are concerned with chumrah about a yellow mara. So you have a mashmos, right? So this would presumably mean, this the mashmos and the ritva and the Talmid of Ben Yona that the Machlokes Tanayim is about green, but maybe we would agree that yellow is a problem. So it's a Talmid of Ben Yona in a Yesh Mefarshim. It's a Mashmas in the Ritva, and it's also in the Meiri here on Daf Yutes, even though the Meiri elsewhere writes explicitly otherwise. And the Chachmas Adam is choshesh for this lahalacha, the mitzvah. Chachmas Adam in Simen Kuf Yedzayin Ostes, Simen Kuf Yedzayin Ostes writes the following: the Nira Li Afilu Kimara Gal Kishava, even a yellow appearance, Upshita Kazav, and definitely if it's a gold appearance, Yesh Lahachmir Bibidikazu. When it comes to Hefsek Tara, the Chachmas Adam says for Hefsek Tara you have to be Machmir on yellow. Even though we assume that Yarok is Tavor, but since it's a Shalom, the Shema Arshal, that the Siddur Tara quotes, that you shouldn't rush to be Metahir yellow. So at least when it comes to a Hesek Tara, where you have to be Mosihir, Micheskas, Tumma, there the Chachmas Adam thinks they should be Machmir. So even though the Chachmas Adam acknowledges that in Shulchan Aruch, there's no indication of any reason to be machmer by yellow. Shulchan Aruch writes, Simen Kuf Pei Fes in the beginning, Kol Mara Edom, Beinim Hukeya Harbe, O Amok Tmeim. So any red Mara, whether it's dim, whether it's dark, is Tamei. V'chein Kol Mara Shachor, V'ein Tar El Mara Lava, what's Tar, white. V'chein Mara Yarok, Yarok, Afil Kamara Shava, Ozav, even yellow. The kosher can yarok karsi or kasavim. The kosher can green. So it's befeirish and shulchan aruch without any cholek that we're making on yellow and green. And the Rambam says blue as well, which is partially because the mechaber just spelled it out. Even if it has the consistency of dam. So despite the fact that it's befeirish and shulchan aruch that yellow does not pose a problem, nevertheless, without any cholek, nevertheless, the Chachmas Adam is machmir that at least for Hefsek Tara you should be choshesh for a yellow mara because of this shalah who was concerned about yellow.
So, having said that, meaning any, even if it's an offshoot of yellow, or if it's a deep, as long as it's a deep yellow, it's a problem.
What do you mean by deep?
Meaning
yellow?
Because you could have a yellow that's not
right.
that's lighter shade versus a deep one.
So that he's machmir both for the shade of wax, the shade of zav, which is darker. That sounds like yellow across the board. Sounds like he's machmir on yellow across the board, at least for Hefsek Tara. And the Piskei Das, Rabbi Morgenstern, says for Kosar Rav Yashiv also was machmir like this for Hefsek Tara and for Amoch Dachuk, that Hefsek Tara and Amoch Dachuk, you have to be machmir on yellow. The Aruch HaShulchan is emphatically against this position. What is Amoch Dachuk? So Moch Dachuk, we'll talk about when we go on, but we'll call it a super bdika, that a woman does Hefsek Tara, and then she inserts a Moch Dachuk, in, called Ben Hashmashos, as a heightened super kind of bdika. So we'll talk about that when we get to that. I'm sorry?
Hefsek Tara.
After Hefsek Tara.
Right. Just on day one.
Correct. So you say the Machmer and the Hefsek Tara and the Moch Dachuk as well.
So once she has a Cheskes Tara, we know her.
Once she has a Cheskes Tara, so that, right, this is only Chumrah when we're mostly in a Cheskes Tara. That's how the Chachmas Adam says. Rav Avadi doesn't like that. He says, what does that mean? To be Machmir, the fact that she has a Cheskes Tara shouldn't concern us as far as Machlokes, meaning the notion of being more Machmir and someone who has a Cheskes Iser to be Choshesh for a minority sheet in Rishonim doesn't really fit. He doesn't think that we operate that way by Chazakah. If you, there may be a higher barometer to be Motzi Mi Chazakah, but the notion of being Choshesh for minority sheetahs in Rishonim, or Choshesh for minority sheetahs in general, because someone's in the Zekas of the Tara, the fact that the Chetzes Tumah shouldn't correlate to be machmir from Roshitas. The Ravadi has a whole discussion about that. But be that as it may, the Aruch HaShulchan is emphatically against this position in O Zayin and O Ches. So he quotes that some were machmir by gold because it's a little bit notalad mumis. The Eino Iker. A Rosa Lahachmir Yachmir Latzmo. The Achronim all omit this position. It's true that some Morei Hara may have difficulty distinguishing if between certain shades of yellow and other shades. So if he doesn't have that experience, it's one thing. But if someone does have the experience, then you have every right to be Mekel on yellow. The Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah that we just quoted seems to say, at least quote this position, that if Mir Lassman Afila Rose Tipas Dam Kechardal having to do with the shade, that even if they saw a Tipas Dam, the shade of a mustard seed, which is yellow. So he says, Partamal Dram Elu, so the later Achronim all wander on this Tamid Benyon to begin with, Madam Yantiv, Debri Chamudos. No one quotes this La Halacha. Can't be that the Talmid Ben Yonah would have said such a thing. Inconceivable that anyone, it must be a mistake, inconceivable anyone would have said such a thing. Now the Aruch HaShulchan didn't have the Ritva, I don't think, and he didn't have the Meiri, so he might have seen that at least two other Rishonim sound like this as well. Then he says it's inconceivable Talmid Ben Yonah would have said such a thing unless the mustard where he lived was black or red. Maybe there are different kinds of chardal, maybe there are different kinds of mustard seeds, and he was talking about a different shaded mustard seed. Rav Avadia quotes from the Tshuva Me'ava, Talmud of Nodu Yehuda, Chelek Gimel Simen Shin Samach Beis. I wanted to look it up quickly before, but the Bari line only has Chelek Aleph of the Tshuva Me'ava. I didn't have time to look elsewhere. I didn't see it inside. But he quotes the Tshuva Me'ava saying that when the Baal Mechaber Sefer Tshuva Me'ava began his Rabbanus, he asked the Noda Behuda had a paskin on yellow. Now, what's the Noda Behuda's position on yellow Mars? And the Behuda told him, we have no right to be machmir against the psak of the Shulchan Aruch on yellow maros. Pull something out of my office. 1 second.
Black mustard seed. Goodbye, Walmart.
We have
that.
Vantage
bag up here. So in Rabbi Eider's Shuvah from Ramosha and Ozvav, he asked Ramosha whether you have to be choshesh for this Chachmas Adam to be machmir on a hefsek tara. Ramosha writes, for the Chachmas Adam it's mashma that he's only machmir on the hefsek tara and on other bedikos. But Ramosha thinks that since the Shalah B'Shem Marsha was Machmir, so there are Tzadim L'Chumra, even though the Taz and the Shach don't quote this L'Halacha, and even though the Siddur Tar acknowledges that the other Achronim don't quote it, so apparently they don't hold of it. Nevertheless, the Chachma Tzadim is assuming that one should be Machmir. So Mistaver says Ramosha even more than the Chachmas Adam, even though the Chachmas Adam himself sounds like he's only Machmir for Hefsek Tara, Ramosha thinks that you should be Machmir for the first 3 days of Shiva Nekiyim. We'll see when we discuss Shiva Nekiyim, there are certain areas where according to some poskim, you have to be more Machmir than the first 3 days than the rest of Shiva Nekiyim. So Moshe thinks not only should you be machmir on yellow for the hafatara, but you should be machmir on a yellow bidika even for the first 3 days of Shiva Nekiyim.
Is that an Igros Moshe here or no?
Well, it's reprinted in Chelakes.
Oh, so
these the Chuba and Sarabia, I had to reprint it.
Yeah,
okay.
That's
where
we,
I'm sorry?
Where we look at the other Chubas.
Yeah, right. Those stuff. So Ramosh is from the biggest Mahmir Mathis. But again, Rabbi Vadi is Mako, Larva Shofet is Mako, the Ravazner basically is Mako. And it sounds like the more Rabbi Yashu is Machmer and have Sektara. But many poskim are Mako on yellow across the board.
Rabbi
Willi is Mako. Even by have Sektara. It is clear that the overwhelming position in Rishonim and the earlier Achronim is to be Mekel across the board. You know, the Chachma Sadim is Machron Hasitara, the deference to the Shalach. Okay, that's as far as yellow. What about brown? So the Sidra Tara famously in Sifkat and Tess quotes a Matzasi Kasif. I found someone who writes that we're Mako on brown maros. Who is this Matzasi Kasev? So Matzasi Kasev is Rabbi Yaakov Emden, the Yavis. Chubas Yavis, Telek Aleph, Simen Mem Dalet. Rabbi Vadu quotes here from the Chachmas Bezalel that speculating the reason the Sidra Tara didn't quote Rabbi Yaakov Emden by name was because he didn't want to quote him because of the controversy with Yonatan Ibishitz, and he was on the wrong side of that, so the Sidra Tara was reluctant to quote the Ibis by name. Okay? Nabila doesn't make. It is the position of the Ibis quoted in the Sidra Tara Sidkaf and Tess. The Ibis is Chelik Aleph of his Chubas, Simen Mem Dal. Chelak Al Simen Dal. The Ibis writes, Mara Dama Nota Lisva Brown. If you have a Mara that is a brownish shading, Lonis Ba'er B'Shulchan Aruch of Achronim Imimli Mara Sama Tamei. It's not clear, Shulchan Aruch and the earlier Achronim, how we treat brown. Is it a Mara Tamei or a Mara Tahor? V'nir Lila Hakobo. The Yaivis thinks he should be Mako by brown. It's better than Basar Tzli, which is a Machlokas Tanayim, that Basil is Mako on. Right? The red of Basar Tzli, Mako or Dinra Mako on, even though we're Machmer because we're Machmer all red. But this is even less red than that. That itself is a Chumra. Brown isn't known to like Mumis at all. If anything, it's note to the chakras, it's note to the black. And even though black, we are mafmer, that's one of the chamisha negat and maros. But by black itself, the Mishnah says, dia mikan is tahor, that if it's very light, then it's tahor. Kol shekain by brown, which isn't black at all. Kol shekain from yellow, which are mekalan. So the Yavid says, and the Sidra Tara quotes him, sounds like approvingly, that by a brown Mara, you can be Mako. Writes the Aruch HaShulchan, Sifkat and Tess. He quotes, the Sidra Tara quotes, the Matzasi Kasev, that were Mako on brown. Even though we're machmer on all blacks, but this is far enough removed, it's not anywhere near black. Even it's nota ma'at l'shachros, but that's not what we mean when we say black. And pshita she'elam l'hachmer b'chinam, and that's what the Matzasi Kasev means. Bottom line, when it comes to brown, the Ofer Shulchan says, Chalila l'hachmir. Rav Vadya points out, this is a context in which he quoted the Rashba in the Torah Sabayis, that more reason to be Megill is the fact that black itself may only be a din d'rabbanan. But that Rashi that says that of the Chamisha Maros Dam, for them, all the various shades of red, that's Tameh Min HaTorah. Shachar is only Midrabanan. So even if brown may be somewhat in the broader black family, even though it's not really black, so even though we are Machmir black, because black's only Midrabanan to begin with, you have the right to be Megill on brown. I'm sorry? Yeah, got that. The Darkei Tshuva in Sifkatan Vav quotes Machmirim, and his bottom line sounds like you should be Machmir. He quotes here in Sifkatan Gimel that even the Sidrei Tara, even though the Sidrei Tara here in Sifkatan Tess just quotes the Ibis with the Mosati Kasim with Abacholik. If you look in the Sidrei Tara later, Siman Kuf Tzadi, the end of Sifkata Nun Beis, so there Sidrei Tara sounds like he's Machmir on brown. Kuf Tzadi, the end of Nun Beis. And the paragraph beginning Le'el, but so Siman Kuf Beites, Sidrei Tara writes, because you get a Marsha Nota with Fa Brown, Afilo Amakarbe is Tame. So even the Sidrei Tara himself sounds like there he's Machmir. And the Darkei Tshuva quotes that the Chachamim of Frankfurt were mefakpek on this Sidrei Tara. Speaking of the Chacham of Frankfurt, Rabbi Willick says that when he started his Rabbanus and started getting shaylus about Maros, he had a brown Mara, and he didn't know how to paskin, so he went to Rav Schwab, and he asked Rav Schwab what to do. So Rav Schwab took out a jar of coffee beans, and he said, anything that's darker than this shade is a problem, anything lighter than this shade is okay. I wasn't sure if that was against the Rabbanim of Frankfurt that the Darkei Tshuva quotes, or that was what they held. Did they hold that all brown is problematic? And Rabbi Schwab is saying only very dark brown is problematic because that's not really brown? Or were they saying only that dark brown is problematic and that's what Rabbi Schwab was reflecting, not sure about that. I tried to ask Rabbi Willow before, but I couldn't reach him. Rabbi Morgenstern quotes, Perek Bey Sa'arakah, that Rav Yashiv was only Makel on very light brown. That if it's a very lightish tinge of brown that is closer to yellow, Rav Yashiv is Makel, but other browns, he was Machmir. So he had a larger area to be Machmir on than Rav Schwab did. Yeah?
Was it clear from the Rav Yaakov Emden whether he meant coffee, like the coffee beans or the coffee drink?
He didn't have instant coffee.
No, but if the coffee drink spills on something white, it's a much lighter brown than a ground of coffee.
I think he meant the coffee bean, probably.
Okay.
Well, are the armonium or chestnuts?
Yeah.
Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan, in a very brief, I don't know if you even call it a letter, one line that was reprinted in the Sefer Zikaron for Rifuner, Sefer Zikaron, Lamar and Baal Pachet Yitzchak, page Tav Kuf Nun Beis. Tav Kuf Nun Beis, in Sefer Zikaron, Lamar and Baal Pachet Yitzchak, Simon Gimel of this collection of brief letters from Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan, Did Mara Brown, the Bediko Suksamen. So the author here writes that he asked Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan in Cheshvin Tav Reish Nun Gimel, 1892, what's the din of a brown mara? So he responded, quote, Valdvar Mashadarash Kotarasa Mimeni Odos Mara Brown Bedina Nida. He made Biksamim Yesh Lahakobazet. So if you have a brown kesem, you could be Mako. Aval Bedam Ayde Bedikos Kasha Lahakob. But on a Bedika, the whole week, not only the first 3 days, even the end of the Shivan Akim, a Bedika, it's hard to be Mako on. And Rabbi Morgenstern quotes Ha'ari Yotes, the same thing in the name of Meir Arik, in his Minchas Pitim, and other Rechonim as well, who are Machmir on brown for any Bedika, but not for Samim. The Taz here in Sifkat and Aleph, the Shach as well, but the Taz is a little bit more about Rikas. The Taz here quotes the position of his father-in-law, the Bach, that you can't paskin on a mara when it's moist. Now you have to wait until it dries, because you may not have an accurate view of the mara when it's still moist. Od himsi, I'm reading for the Taz in the middle here. Od himsi marichami churma achas, dipkishayavo mara yarav v'lava l'fnei amore ba'odolach lo yarav. So if there's a mara that has the appearance of a mara tahor, you shouldn't pass when it's still moist. Ashi is yavish until it dries. Dilif amim, achashi is yavish, yimsa adam biksosa. Because maybe it sometimes happens that after it dries, it ends up having a reddish hue around the edges. And you would only be able to notice that once it dries. So both the Taz and the Shach argue with that. Taz says, how could that be? Don't we have a din? But women, she ain't lavest, she's bodekas herself with netashmish. So what good does it do to be bodekas with netashmish if you have to wait until it dries in order to paskin on it? And he quotes the Gemara and Daf Kaf that the lo yomer chacham ilu hayalach hayavadei tamei el armina and ain't lavedayin el mashin avroos. Don't you see that when it comes to maros, you call it like you see it. You pass it based on its appearance. And no indication anywhere that you have to wait for it to dry. So the Taz and the Shach both argue on this chumra of the Bach. Toras HaShlamim has a raya. Toras HaShlamim here in Sifkata and Gimel. The Gemara, the beginning of Brachos, that David was mispower about himself, that Yadai Muluch Lachos B'damu B'Shmir V'Shilya, right? All the other kings are all fancy and don't get dirty, and I'm getting dirty in my hands, paskin amaros. So if you have to wait until it's dry, then David would have been dirtying his hands because it's dry. It's only shayach to get dirty hands if it's still wet. So Zarah Shalman thinks that's a raya against the Bach that you can paskin on amara even if it's still wet. Now, it could be that the Taz and the Shach may agree. This is the next layer of discussion that we'll have. So the Taz and the Shach both assume, no, there's no need to wait. You paskin the way it appears right away. You don't have to wait for it to dry. But let's say Lu Yitzuyer, it did dry, and now it does turn red. It's still possible, according to the Shach and the Taz, and maybe then you still have to say that it's tamei. Because we're not concerned that maybe it's going to change colors. But if it does change colors, so not necessarily clear from this Taz and Shach that you wouldn't be mitame anyway if it does change. That's our next layer of discussion in a moment. What's that discussion? So the Sidrei Torah quotes from the Chacham Tzvi and Simon Mem Vav. Chachman Tzitzit said, Member, the Pesukei Shuvah quotes is here also in Sifkat and Gimel. Let's read it together since you have it in front of you. Pesukei Shuvah, Sifkat and Gimel. So he quotes the Torah Shlamim and the Sidri Torah that argue on the Bach that we just quoted. The Gedolah Mizu, more than that, Kasav B'Tshuvah is Chachman Tzvi. Bigger Kiddush than those that argue on the Bach. Dafilu imra'a hamore kishahayalaf v'hayalam maritar. Even in a case where the mor hara paskins on the mar when it's moist, v'achar kaf kishen is yavish nimsa maritame, and then he happens to see after it dries that it now is the appearance of a maritame, now it turned red, still tahora. See, even if you have the new dry mar in front of you that's red, if he paskined when it was moist, that is Amara Tahor, she remains Tahora. The Azlina and Tamid Basar, you see him in a goof, Hey Latame Olatar. And the critical point is the moment of you see him in a goof, whether that's a Kula, whether that's a Chumra. So according to the Chacham Tzvi, even if it changes L'Chumra, we're not concerned about that change. Why? That's Dracha Darchei Noam. If you can't have a situation where you're licensed to paskin on a Mara now, and you're going to paskin that as Tahor, and then theoretically you're saying that she's Tahor Labayla, and then you're going to come back hours later and say, no, you're really Tmeya, that's not Dracha Darchei Noam. You can't have a halachic system that operates that way. Rav Avadia points out it's Mashkan the Rambam that way. Rav Avadia is in page Shin Aleph. The Rambam is Perek Hey Halacha Beis. What does the Rambam write? Perek Hey Halacha Beis. Halacha Yudbeis, sorry. Perakei Halacha Yudbeis. V'lo kol aroa sarach l'chol elu advar m'chol eis shiyireh. So the Rambam beforehand discussed the various methods of checking Amara. Ela tzvias ayin yesh l'chacha v'damim. So even though there are certain methods how to best check, bottom line, a proficient chacham has a tvias ayin to know what's a problematic mar and what's not. Ube'ez sheyira, at the time that he sees it, miyad yitame o yitayr. At the time that he sees it, immediately, he should paskin tame or tahor. So that sounds like, number one, it sounds like there's no need to wait until it dries. And number two, it sounds like you paskin based on the way you see it, and even if it changes later, that subsequent change has no bearing on the bottom line sock. The Chavistah seems to assume like this Chachm Tzvi as well. Chavistah is here, Simen Kuf Peches, Sif Katan Aleph, writes the following. So first he says, even the Bach would agree by a kesem. Even the Bach who's machmir that you have to wait until it dries, that's only by mare. That's only by bedika, sorry. But not by a kesem. And then he quotes the Chacham Tzvi, that even ishtana lamare edom, Kevin Shabashasi Tzim and the good fight of the Damari Torah Tahor. Rabbi Dinimo, he's correct. The Kamosha Dinimara Adam Shinepach Lalavan the Yovish Tazinabas Yitzim Yaguf. Kevin Lehepach. So just like in a case where the initial perception is that it's red and then it changes color, there were Mathmir because he followed the Shasi Tzim and the Guf. So it works in Kul also. It's originally Samara Tahor and then it changes to something more reddish. We're Mako based on the original perspective. So they quote Marach or Zerua, Jewish Marach or Zerua Simon Samach Zion, who writes the following. This seems like an earlier source for this position of the Chacham Tzvi. Aisha Shekincha Venira Mako Makinuach Lavan Vitar Bli Safek. So women did a kinuach. And the appearance is one of a Mara Tahor. Vinichasa Bukufa, and then she puts the Bidika, she puts the piece of material in a box. The Acher Shah Napach La'odem, and an hour later it turned red. The head of Mamish Umar Ladam, and now it's unquestionably red. It has the total appearance of dam. So an hour ago it was totally white, and now it's totally red. Nira Lomar, de igli, had to say, ume ikara dam haya utmeya nida. So it must be that this is Megala, that it really was Dam from the beginning, and she's Tmei Anita. Velome Kar Lavan Haya, Ella Lukashinak or Hilbit. So when she saw it as white, and then it turned red. So the Maracha Rezerua, it must be that it really started out as red, and then it turned white, and then it turned red again. Because sometimes you could have red that turns white, just like Dam Nechar Benas Chalav, because I'll perceive that milk forms in a woman through blood. So you see there that you can have red that turns white again. So it must be that it started at red, and then it's white, and now it's red again. So really it's Mara Tame. So at first glance, it sounds like this is Beferish Yigetz HaChachem Tzvi, then you started out as white, and now it turns red, and you have to be Machmir, right? The Avnei Nezer says no. The Avinezer thinks that the Marachos Ruh is only talking about a more extreme case than the Chacham Tzvi. Writes the Avinezer, Simon Reish Kafei Ozayin, Simon Reish Kafei Ozayin, the Chuvah's Avinezer in Yerudea. He writes that we just discovered the Chuvah's Marachos Ruh that they didn't have a copy of earlier. And he quotes his Marach or Zerua, so doesn't it sound like it's against the Chacham Tzvi? He writes the following. The fact that the Marach or Zerua has the lashon of Hedim Mamish, that it became Mamish red, it sounds like it's only Machmir where it's Mamish red, not where it's Nota Lad Mumis. The Chacham Tzvi is talking about a case where it started out white and now it has a reddish tinge, a reddish hue, with a little bit red. So there the Chacham Tzvi says you're Mekel. But the Chacham Tzvi would agree that if it's Mamish, totally red, then you have to be Machmir, even if it starts white. So he thinks that the Marach or Zerua is only talking about that extreme case where it's Mamish red, that anything short of that, the Marach HaZerua could still work with the Chacham Tzvi. Okay. I guess we'll stop here, and next time we'll pick up the